Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Bills get the big win yesterday. Bills over the Buccaneers, and Josh Allen had a pretty good day.
Allen back to pass, now going to tuck it and run as he's looking for the end zone, and the surge pushes him in.
Woo! Fun game. Gabe Davis was back. Saw some good action yesterday. The day belonged to Josh Allen. Josh saying it, obviously it takes the team, everybody.
Similar situation last year. Joe kind of called it. You know, again, just finding a way to score down there, and had some quarterback runs up, which obviously helps. But again, guys make plays. Shaves made a heck of a play. Ty Johnson down the sideline just outrunning people. And then Jimbo making a heck of a catch for that touchdown there, too. So it takes everybody.
Yeah, it was a good day. Coach on the game?
Okay, good to get a win. Hard to win in the NFL. We knew it was going to be tough. It's a good team, good quarterback, good defense, so on and so forth. So really proud of the way the guys worked this week, how they stayed together in the game, even though it didn't always go our way. The game's going to ebb and flow as it did, and thought the staff made some good adjustments. We came out on top, so all three phases contributed, which is good to see as well, and we get ourselves ready for Thursday night.
He calls it ebb and flow. I call it what?
Stress.
Stress, heart attack,
watching
full
the game.
Collapse of the team, whatever's going on, and then, oh, okay, we're good again.
Yeah, watching the game, I'd get so frustrated and be like, I cannot believe this is happening to us again. Then I'd look at the score, and we were like ahead by 5 points, but it just felt like they weren't doing,
I know. You expect more. You want more. You've gotten more in the past. Playing with Gabe Davis, Josh talked about it.
We were with each other for a long time. I feel bad. I threw that little one-step slant really, really freaking hard in the end zone. You know, could have given him a better chance to score a touchdown there. But, you know, we'll keep working on it.
Yeah, keep working on it. So, fun day in the locker room. Hey. Coach after.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what. You guys earned that win right there, man. Toughness, grit, playing together as a team. Nobody will know the time you put in. Nobody will know, but it paid off, man. And that tested us. You know it. And we knew it was going to be like this. You showed them how tough you were. I'm really proud of you. The key right now is we got to get ourselves back fast. Thursday night game, take care of yourselves. We're going to need all the energy that you got Thursday night.
Yep, Bills visit Houston Texans on Thursday night, so it's a quick turnaround, quick recovery day. Terry was in the locker room. He wanted to give game balls out to coach and GM.
So this win represents Coach McDermott and Brandon Bean together, their 100th win.
It's never about one person, it's about the team. This doesn't happen without a great team around both of us. Right, so very grateful for that.
Appreciate you guys. Great job.
Nice.
Love y'all, boys.
Well done, Italy! And there it is, Bills win.
So the Texans for Thursday night are 5-5, and so they really need this game to have any kind of playoff.
They're in the
hope.
Hunt for a wild card, and we are in the wild card. And here's the big thing: their quarterback C.J. Stroud, he missed yesterday's game with a concussion. He is in protocol. They do not know if he's going to be available for Thursday night's game on a short week.
So we're in second place in the AFC East. How the Patriots are 9-2 this season? That just like burns my.
You know
thrusters.
What though? I was thinking about where they went seven in a row. The law of averages are going to catch up. You're going to lose a couple games. It's the NFL. It's just like
all the rest.
Yeah. So you just got to hope. You just got to hope it comes down to the Bills beating them in New England. So you know. And we got to take care of business too. So
Sunday, December
14th. How about that
14th,
Chiefs?
Right?
5-5. I love it.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Watching Mr. Swift or whatever his name is walk off the field.
Yeah, but I can't even worry about that because I haven't been able to stop worrying about the Bills, you know, because it's been such a stressful season.
There's time to cheer down the Chiefs.
Always time.
You know,
There's always time for that.
Even if it's not the Bills, nice to see somebody else represent our conference instead of them. Just done with
it. There you go.
Go Bills.
One lucky ticket sold in Georgia for the Mega Millions. Jackpot got up to $980 million. Ticket was purchased at a Publix grocery store in Newman, Georgia, about 40 miles outside of downtown Atlanta. So an Atlanta suburb, $980 million winning ticket sold in Mega Millions. And finally this morning, guy's credentials were shared with everybody, caught the attention of the Joe Bros. Scott Kelly is the resume that went viral, I think as of yesterday or Saturday, 50 million views on TikTok. And so it was someone at the concert, girl at the concert. Jen Wilson is the girl that filmed this. Someone near her was scrolling through a resume while his wife and kids were at the Joe Bros show. And it caught the attention of a lot of people. Well, it turns out this Scott Kelly is employed just fine. He's an Army veteran who had a friend send his resume to the company. And so he's like, yeah, I wasn't actively looking for a job. He got to meet the Joe Bros. They did Night Show Circuit together. So they were guests on the Tonight Show, and they brought this guy on, and so got to meet them. And funny thing is, guess what band he doesn't know? Jonas Brothers.
Oh my gosh, that's, did come on. Really, how is that possible?
Exactly. And he's like, yeah, it's not, music's not my thing. I just had no idea. Which is weird, because I bet even the dad that was scrolling through the resume likes a few Joe Bro songs just by proxy. So Scott Kelly, the resume, he doesn't need a job. He's got a job, but he did say it has boosted up his LinkedIn a whole lot. So a lot of opportunities out there, but not actively looking for a gig. Well-employed, didn't directly apply to the local company. And so there it is, mystery solved with Scott Kelly and his resume. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:24.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.